This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 64 for Friday, September 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market moved higher on Friday, recovering from earlier losses as traders adjusted positions ahead of the weekend. The November contract up $4.60 at $763.40 per ton. That move back above $760 was bullish from a chart standpoint, bringing in additional speculative buying interest. Yesterday's tighter production forecast from StatsCan also remained supportive, with the government agency pegging this year's crop at 17.4 million tons. That was down from the August estimate and well off last year's 18.7 million tons. Seasonal harvest pressure, though, did weigh on prices, with relatively favorable prairie weather forecasts likely to lead to good progress in many areas over the weekend. Losses in Chicago soybeans also weighed on prices, although soy oil was higher. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were both lower, with wheat higher. Soybeans, pressured by the looming harvest and soft domestic crush data, the November contract down 20 cents at $13.40 per bushel. Oilseed processors in the U.S. crushed 161.5 million bushels of soybeans in August. That was at the low end of trade expectations and down 2.5% from the same month a year ago. Soy oil supplies did tighten to 1.25 billion pounds. That's the lowest level in nearly 6 years. IDEA's hot and dry Midwestern weather earlier in the growing season cut into yields were a bit supportive, with more recent rains possibly causing harvest delays. However, as new crop soybeans start entering the handling system, an increase in farmer selling is weighing on prices. Corn, it's weaker, pressured by the looming harvest and larger than expected production estimate from the USDA earlier this week. The December contract, it's down a penny at down 4 cents at $4.76 per bushel. Farmers in Argentina are starting to plant their next corn crop with 2.2% of intended acres in the ground, according to a report out of the country. Wheat, meanwhile, it strengthened back above some key chart levels, with speculative positioning a feature. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in December at $7.88 per bushel. Kansas City 10 cents higher in December at $7.46 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also up 10 cents in December at $6.04 per bushel. Uncertainty over movement out of Ukraine and Russia was supportive given recent attacks on grain handling infrastructure there. Canadian wheat production was pegged at 29.8 million tons by StatCan yesterday. That'd be up from the August estimate, but still well off last year's 34.3 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.